The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. More U.S. forces are headed into Iraq.
About 200 U.S. Special Operations forces will be based in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil, from where they will launch raids against ISIS in both Iraq and Syria.
But 200 still falls far short of what some members of Congress want to see. So what will these Special Ops forces do? More after this from Charlie. It feels a little strange to hear Pentagon officials testifying publicly about the latest special ops forces they're sending into Iraq to fight ISIS. Why would you disclose a thing like that? But based on the testimony from the defense secretary, the whole idea seems to be to keep ISIS leaders awake at night, so why not announce it?
It takes advantage of what we're good at, and it puts everybody on notice in Syria that you don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window.
The U.S. has been launching raids all along, but CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin says it's been sporadic up to this point.
Until now, American commando raids against ISIS have been few and far between. Two in the past 7 months. Both times, the commandos were brought in to conduct the raid and sent home when it was completed.
These new forces will remain in Iraq, collecting intelligence and pinpointing targets to be bombed from the air. It's far from the all-out attack that some presidential candidates and members of Congress have called for, and even the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Adam Smith, was skeptical, saying ISIS needs to be defeated, not just contained. But the defense secretary says local forces, backed by the U.S., are now actively engaging ISIS in Iraq and Syria with some success, and that the best way to undermine the ISIS claim of Western aggression is to keep those local forces up front.
It takes advantage of what we're good at. We're good at intelligence, we're good at mobility, we're good at surprise, we have the long reach that no one else has.
The message to Congress, have patience. The message to ISIS, sweet dreams. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.